Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
All right, let's get right into the teaching of the word. If you got your Bible, hold it up. Let's make our confession. You see, this is important because when you do this, you're engaging. You're engaging in the service, right? And what if I don't engage, I don't get anything out of it. So part of me doing this is for you and I to get our focus on the word. Everything I do is for a reason. Everything I do is for a reason. So we do this, so we focus on the word, amen, and we engage, right? So say it with me, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to church on the rock, my faith and my life gets stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the word today. Come on, let's thank Him for the word. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're in a series on the power of praise and worship. Now, why would I teach on it? Well, for several reasons. One is I want to help you overcome your emotions. I want to help you control your emotions. So many people right now are agitated, irritated, angry, in fear, worry. I get it. I'm in the same world as you all. We're all going through these same emotions and things that we're going through. We've never gone through before as individuals, family, and as a nation. What we're going through, we've never gone through before. But it's very important that we respond in faith and not emotionally. Amen. God gave us emotions to enjoy, not to serve. I'm going to say that again. God gave us emotions to enjoy, but not to serve. In other words, I'll never walk in victory if I'm led and controlled by my emotions. Praise helps you to control your emotions. You can't worry and worship at the same time. Come on, you can't worry and worship at the same time, right? So praise and worship is so powerful in our life. It does so many things. Last week we had a guest speaker, Nazareth, the comedian. But the week before, I gave you 10 benefits of praise and worship. We defined praise and worship, and then we said, why should we praise and worship the Lord? And then I gave you 10 benefits. You know, for you and I to buy into something, we have to know the motive and what's in it for us. Come on, be real. We want to know, if I'm going to buy that washing machine, dryer, car, if I'm going to invest in that, what's in it for me? So 2 weeks ago, I told you what is in it for you. 10 benefits, okay? Now today, I want to show you how to praise the Lord. I want to give you tools that you can walk away with so that in any situation in life, you know how to shift from worry to worship. You know how to shift from complaining to praising the Lord. You know how to shift your attitude. You know how to shift your emotions from defeat to victory, from depression to joy. So today I want to give you tactics. I want to give you tools. I want to give you, if you please, weapons on how actually do I praise the Lord. Now, years ago, we used to have bulletins. Y'all remember those bulletin paper bulletins? And even way back before that, in our bulletins, in our North Sanctuary, we had a sheet, How to Worship God. And in that sheet, we gave very simple on why we raise our hands, why we stand, why we shout, why we sing, why we dance before the Lord, why we give in offerings. We used to give handouts to everybody who came here every weekend so they would know the practicality of how to praise and worship the Lord. It's one thing to be told what to do. It's another thing to be shown how to do it. I know many of you are like me. I grew up in church, and I was told what to do every Sunday, but a lot of times they never told me how to do it on Monday. Oh, I had the goosebumps on Sunday. We had the doodads. Y'all know that Greek term, right, in Hebrew? Doodads on Sunday, but then we walked in defeat on Monday because we were led by our emotions. Our services were very emotional, and that's wonderful, but that didn't help me and equip me on Monday morning. Y'all with me, everybody? Sure do love y'all, by the way. Amen. So let's get right into it, okay? On how do we control our emotions? How do we shift from depression to victory, from lack to plenty, from no purpose to a purpose, from unhappy to being happy? How do we shift? How do we do that? How do we praise God? We're going to look at it today. Let's begin, guys, the very beginning, definition. Definition of praise, because, you know, we hear we're to praise and worship the Lord. But what does it mean? I went to a Bible dictionary, and it means to give glory to one's attributes. To give glory to one's attributes. Or to show gratitude. We have psychologists and psychiatrists in this church. We have counselors in this church that are legalized professional counselors. They will all agree that the most healthiest emotion is gratitude. The most healthiest emotion of all of our emotions is gratitude. So the more we learn how to respond with gratefulness and gratitude, the healthier our emotions will be. We don't have to walk around wounded, bruised, misused, hurt, offended emotions. That our emotions can be healthy and we can enjoy them and not serve them. They serve us. So praise is to give glory to one's attributes to show gratitude. You're going to be tested now. What is the healthiest emotion? Gratitude. So the more grateful I can be, the healthier I'll become. The more grateful I can be, the more healthier I'll become. So to praise God, it means then to what? Focus on God's attributes. Focus on who He is, what He's done, and what He's going to do. Focusing on His attributes will kickstart my praise life. Oh, I like it. Next slide. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. So before I read this scripture, the big idea then is, if I will increase my praise life knowing His attributes, if I learn the attributes of God, it will kickstart my praise life to go to a new level. Thus, my praise life affects my circumstances and how I respond to my circumstances. So no longer will I be under the circumstances. I'll be over the circumstances. No longer will I dictate my life by my circumstances, but now I will be above my circumstances through my praise life. And my praise life got better by simply knowing more about God and His attributes. Y'all with me? Okay, so knowing God's attributes, this is the big idea, increases my praise life. I want to help those of you. I did, growing up in church, after 5 minutes after the praise and worship service, I was done. I didn't know what else to do. A pastor would say, let's just praise the Lord. And after two hallelujahs, jalapenos, glory to God, thank you, Jesus, I didn't know what else to say. I wanted to praise God more, but I didn't know what else to say. I want to help you with that. Knowing God's attributes increases my praise life and helps me conquer my circumstances. Now let's go to the scripture, Psalm 107. Let's go back. Was it Psalm 107, guys? Thank you. Oh, that men, this is God's desire. Oh, that men and women and boys and girls would praise the Lord. Well, what do we praise the Lord for? I've taught you for 40 years, scripture interprets scripture. So what do we praise the Lord for? His goodness. God is a good God. And He wants goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. Even in a recession, even in inflation, even when the world banking system is falling and crumbling before our eyes, God wants to do good in you, with you, and for you, and through you. Oh, that people would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So there we have two G's. Goodness, it's easier to remember, and greatness. Goodness and greatness. So we praise God. We please God when we praise God. We please God when we praise God. And you want to please God because when you do, he releases his favor on your life. So we praise him for his goodness and we praise him for his greatness. Everyone say goodness and greatness. Okay, next slide, guys. Next slide. Psalm 102, verse 27. Oh, look what this says. Talking about God. Talking about God the Father. But thou art the same. That's his character. He never changes. Well, I can just stop and praise him right now in a world that's changing so fast that after every year, things are outdated. You know, in a world that's changing faster than we can keep up with it, we serve a God that doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? So that's a characteristic and attribute of God. For you are the same even in 2023. God, you are the same as you were in 2013, 2003, 93, 83, when we started this church. You're the same now as you were 40 years ago, Lord. You're the same. That's your characteristic. That gives me stability. That gives me security. And that builds my trust in an almighty God who doesn't flip-flop. Doesn't change. For you are the same, and look at this, and your years have no beginning and have no end. There's no beginning to God and there's no end to God. What is that? He's eternal. No one created him, no one started him, and there's no end to him. He's eternal. He's for everlasting to everlasting. I'm giving you a case study of looking at the attributes of God that builds your faith, that will kickstart your praise life. Can't stop praising his name is his character. His names are his character. What are you praising? His attributes. What are you praising? His name. Am I communicating today? I'm trying to make it as simple as I possibly can. But God, you are the same. I'm up and down. I'm unfaithful. I'm in and out. But not you, God. God, I'm up one day and down the next, but not you, God. God, our country is up and down, in and out. What used to be wrong is now right. What used to be right was now wrong. But God, you're the same. God, you haven't changed, nor will you ever change. Let's just praise him for his unchanging character. Hallelujah. That should give you stability. That should give you security. That should give you strength. Okay? And God, there's no beginning with you. And God, there's no end with you. Next slide, guys. Next slide. Isaiah 43:10. Look, for sake of time, let's just go right on past that. We'll go right on into the big idea. Is knowing God's attributes increases my praise life and conquers my circumstances. The big idea of today's teaching is knowing God's attributes increases my praise life and conquers my circumstances. So, if he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he has a name for that. Did you know it? There's a name of God that means who he was, who he is, and who he'll be. He's the I am. He was then, he is now, and he will always be. There's a name for that. You know what it is? Jehovah. Jehovah means I am. He's the great I am. It means I am then, I am now, and I will always be. If he healed then, he heals now, and he always heals. If he did miracles then, he does miracles now. He will always do miracles. Miracles didn't pass away with the apostles because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's Jehovah. Everybody say Jehovah. See, that's the great I am. When Moses said, who shall I tell Pharaoh you are? Who shall I tell? When Moses was doing the Exodus out of Egypt, he said, God, who should I tell Moses that you are, Pharaoh that you are? And God told Moses, tell him I'm the I am. I'm Jehovah. Yeah. Jehovah means I was, I am, I will always be. It's the great I am. So Jehovah, there's no beginning and there's no end to him. He's the same yesterday, together, today, and forever. Y'all putting the dots together? Okay, here's some points. Number one, God reveals himself. Why I need to know his attributes, why I need to know his name, because he reveals himself through his attributes. Number two, God reveals his personality through his attributes. God, remember, the more I know of his attributes, the better my praise life will be, the stronger it will be, the more consistent it will be. I'll respond to my circumstances, not emotionally, but with praise and worship. So knowing his attributes increases my praise life. This is the big idea. It helps me conquer the circumstances we're all dealing with. So number two, God reveals his personality through his attributes. Number three, God reveals his character through his attributes. God reveals himself. Number two, his personality. Number three, his character. His character. God reveals his character through his attributes. Number four, God reveals his will. God reveals his will. If I want to know God's will for my life, God reveals his will through his attributes. If he's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah, the God who was a healer, is a healer, will always be a healer, then he reveals to me his will is to heal me. Y'all with me? God reveals his will through his attributes. Number five, God reveals his works through his attributes. He's the creator. He's the creator. He reveals his works through his attributes. Number six, God reveals his covenant. God reveals his covenant. Oh, I love it. God reveals his covenant through his attributes. Y'all still with me, family? Yeah. We're lifelong learners at Church on the Rock. Yeah. We come to grow. Yeah. Amen. Not just to sit and soak and sour, but we come to grow. Amen. Yeah. Have impact, revival. Amen. Yeah. God reveals his covenant through his attributes. Next slide, guys. God Almighty. Let's look at his names, and his names reveal his attributes. I'm going to give you seven names that reveal seven attributes, okay? And these names, we are to praise these names. Praise the name of the Lord forever. Am I right? That's Bible. Praise the name of the Lord forever. Everybody say names. So we need to know his names. And through knowing his names, we kickstart our praise life. We go deeper and higher and stronger and more effective. So first one we look at is God Almighty. Everybody say Almighty. Almighty. Okay, it means El Shaddai. El Shaddai, not El Cheapo. El Shaddai. Now this right here gives me a whole lot of security with all the banks falling apart right now. A lot of the banks, let's say. Falling apart right now. This right here, you know, some people are getting laid off, getting cut back, downsized, shrinking. This name right here builds my faith. Amen. That he is more than enough. He's the God of abundance. I need to have an abundant mindset, not a lack mindset. Scripture for this, next slide, guys, is Genesis 17. Can I share a lot of scriptures with you today? Yeah. Okay, we want to build on a rock, right? Built on the rock. The rock's the word. When Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am. There you see it, right? I am. I am the Almighty God. See, God was wanting to reveal himself to Abram because he had a call on Abram's life. He had a future and a destiny. And so for Abram to reach and fulfill his destiny, he needed to know the names of his God so that he could worship and praise his God above all the other gods in the land. So he's 99, and the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty El Shaddai God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Next slide, guys, stay up with me now. I'm going to go fast because we don't have a lot of time. I will make my covenant between me and thee. So his names reveal his covenant. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply. God's into multiplication.
Yes.
I will multiply thee exceedingly. Next slide. Number two, Jehovah Jireh, which means our provider. Can you say El Shaddai? Can you say Jehovah Jireh?
Jehovah Jireh.
Now, test, what does Jehovah mean?
I am.
The God that was, the God that is, and the God that will always be. See, for those people who say the Bible was for those days way back then, they're wrong. It's for today. For those people that said God did it then but not today, they're wrong, because there's no end to God. If that's what he was then in Bible times, that's what he is now. Right? He's Jehovah Jireh. Now, this should give you peace. This should make you strong and calm. Strong and calm. Knowing your job, because you're a tither. I hope you are. Because you're a tither. Your job or the banking system or the new economic world order system is not your source. God, we sang it, the choir did, is our source. Jehovah Jireh, it means God is my provider, and I'm connected to God through my tithe.
Yes.
Scripture for that. Next slide. Abram took the wood of the burnt offering. This is the story of Abram sacrificing his son Isaac upon the altar. And Abram took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they both went together up the mountain. Verse 7. And Isaac spake unto Abram, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Next verse. And Abram said, My son, God will what? God will provide. That needs to be your confession in an unexpected bill. Practical Christianity. That needs to be your response when you have to pay more taxes than you thought you'd have to pay. God will provide. Unexpected doctor bill. Unexpected bill in the mail. Hit on the side, slammed with something you didn't expect. Our response should be not getting high, getting drunk, backsliding, mad at God, questioning the word. Our response should be controlling our emotions with the word. Right? And our response should be, you know what? God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, laid the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, laid him on the altar upon the wood. Some of you, God's speaking to you to put your Isaac on the altar today. Could be a job. Could be a car, could be clothes, could be jewelry, could be real estate, could be stocks, could be crypto. But some of you, your hobby, God's asking you to put your Isaac on the altar today. Next verse. And Abram stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Verse 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. Angels were watching. And said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. Next verse. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon your lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that you fear and you put God first before anything or anyone. Seeing that thou hast not withhold thy son, thy only son, from me. Verse 13. Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a ram in the thicket. A ram in the thicket. God has a way when there seems like there is no way. A ram in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Sit with me. God will provide. He's Jehovah Jireh. Next verse. And Abram called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. So not only has he provided for you in the past, he will provide for you in the present, but also he'll provide for you in the future. So that takes care of my fear of my future. That was kind of weak. The fear of my future is in the hand of Jehovah Jireh. He did provide. He is providing. He will provide. On whatever, whoever's in the White House, whoever is trying to control our nation, whoever's trying to control our economics, God will provide. Number three, let's go to the next name, Jehovah Rapha. What does that mean? Now remember, names are his attributes. You're to praise his name. You're to say, Father, I thank you today. You are my Jehovah Rapha. God, today I need to receive healing. I need healing in my mind, my emotion, my body, my relationships. So I declare today, and I praise you, that the God that I see is the God that he'll be. And I see you as my healer today. I praise you. Can't stop praising your name. Can't stop praising your name. Can't stop praising your name. Can't stop praising you as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals me. Can we have a praise break and praise the name Jehovah Rapha? This is awesome. Is it the Holy Spirit? This is practical stuff on how you can use it this afternoon. Next slide, guys, scriptures. And he said, if you'll diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and you'll do that which is right in his sight, and you give ear to his commandments, and you keep his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptian. So what's going on in the world, you can have a covering. It doesn't go on in you. Right? So you don't have to worry about COVID, diseases, pig flu, hog flu, you flu, European flu, Scandinavian flu. Come on, somebody. God said, if you obey me, if you put me first, you don't have to worry about all the viruses. Now, we got to use common sense, but you don't have to worry about what everybody else is worrying about, the Egyptians, because you're a child of the Most High God, which I brought upon. For I am, there's the I am test. What does I am mean? The God who, you still aren't answering correctly, you're flunking. The God who was, the God who is, and the God who will be. I stress that because as a preacher, I hear people and theologians say all the time, he did miracles then, he doesn't do miracles now. Hogwash, right? Harry Potter wash. Hogwash, whatever. You know, I never did watch any of it. I just heard what you said when you watched it, all about it. But anyway, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So I am means he did heal in the Bible. He does heal today. And he will heal anything my family faces in the future. So I need to praise that name. Next, guys. Next, number four, I think. Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. What does that mean? The Lord our victory. Wow. So I when I'm overwhelmed, and we all are overwhelmed, and we all get overwhelmed, but we don't have to stay overwhelmed. We all get hit. We all have things happen, but we don't have to respond in fear, anxiety, or worry, or agitation, or anger, or resentment, or be offended. How should we respond? God, this is bigger than me. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. And I praise you today. I praise your name, your Jehovah Nissi. Thanks be unto God who gives me the victory in every situation of my life. And then you start praising that name. Scripture for this. Scripture, next slide, guys. Exodus 17:8. Then came Amalek, the enemy, fought with Israel. Next verse, verse 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out of men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. The rod of God is a type of the Bible, okay? Lifting it up, amen, as a standard. So Joshua did as the pastor Moses had said to him, and he fought the good fight with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up on top of the mountain, verse 11, and it came to pass when Moses held his hand up, Israel prevailed. When you keep the word up as standard of your life, you will prevail. When you say, what does the word say? What does the word say? What does the word say? I'm going to respond in the word. You will prevail. May not look like it, may not feel like it, but when it's all said and done and the dust settles, you win. came to pass, and Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. But when he let down the standard, when he let down, type and shadow. When he let down the word, when he stopped reading the one-year Bible, you knew I was going to get that in there, didn't you? Amalek, the enemy, prevailed. Verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, put it under him. He sat there on Aaron. They're in a battle now. Stayed up his hands, the one on one side, the one on the other, and the hands were steady until the going down of the sun. That's what y'all do. The dream team here, you hold up our hands. You hold up our hands. Without the dream team holding up our hands, this ministry can't prevail. Dream team, you are vital. Next verse. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people. He whooped them with the edge of the sword. Next. And the Lord said to Moses, write this for a God is big into memorials. That's why we're celebrating all year our 40th anniversary. To not do that is disrespectful to God. God wants memorials in your life set up so you, your children, and your grandchildren will look back at the greatness of God. And it will encourage them to move forward into what God has for them. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. Rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Next verse. And Moses built an altar. Here it is. He just got done with the battle. And God gave them the victory. So what did he call it? Jehovah Nissi. That means the Lord our victory. If you're in a battle today, what do we learn from this? Keep the word up. Don't give up on the word. Don't cancel out the word. What does the word say? Speak the word. Declare the word. Find a promise. Speak it to your problem. Don't let up. Put pressure on your circumstances by speaking the word. Put pressure on your circumstances by speaking the word. Put pressure on your circumstances by speaking the word. And we're going to praise the names of the Lord. And our praise life is going to be stronger. And we're going to conquer all our circumstances. Can we praise him for Jehovah Nissi, your victory today? Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. Thanks be unto God for the victory. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. What does that mean? Our peace. If we ever needed peace, if we ever needed tranquility, if we ever needed to be strong and calm, say it with me, strong and calm. We need it right now. I'm teaching you today how to not flip out, how to not give up. I'm teaching you today how to stay in there, be steady, and have resilience. I'm showing you what you can do when it looks like there's nothing you can do. You praise the names of the Lord. Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Let's look at this, guys. Next slide. I'm hustling. Y'all still with me? Or okay. Then Gideon, wow, I love the story of Gideon. Then Gideon built an altar. He had a poor self-image. If you're dealing with a poor self-image, teenager, college career, adult, read the story of Gideon in the book of Judges. Do a character study. I've taught a series on Gideon years ago and study his life. It will empower you to begin to believe in the God inside you and that God created you on purpose. You are not junk. You're created the way you are because there's a message God has to send through you. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and he called it, what did he call it? Jehovah Shalom, which means the God, the Lord, our peace. I love it. So if you need peace today, if you're facing, you're in a battle, you're in a storm, and you're confused, and you're distracted, and you don't know what to do, begin to praise that name. You're my Jehovah Shalom today, Jesus. I praise you. I declare over my circumstances, over my flesh, over my emotions, over my feelings, quiet down, calm down. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, when we are anxious, we make wrong decisions. When we are anxious, we make wrong decisions. When we're walking in anxiety, we always make the wrong decision. We always make the wrong decision. So God, I don't want to make wrong decisions today. So I praise your name. You're Jehovah Shalom. Can you praise him for your Jehovah Shalom today? Come on, give him praise with you. As the team comes out, Jehovah Kadesh. Jehovah Kadesh. He's the Lord our righteousness. He's the Lord our righteousness. Oh my goodness, when you realize when you're in Christ, you're the righteousness of God in Christ, that your sins are wiped away, you're a new creature, you're a new creation, that God doesn't hold your past over you, doesn't hold your mistakes over you, doesn't hold your sins over you, that you have a right to go before Almighty God and have an audience. Wow, when you feel dirty and nasty and you're focusing on your problems and your wrong decisions and your wrong habits, this is who you need to declare. I don't feel clean today, God. I don't feel right today, God. I've blown it. I've sinned. I've missed it. But God, you're my redeemer. Jesus, you're my redeemer. You're Jehovah Kadesh. You're my righteousness. I needed forgiveness. You gave me forgiveness. You gave me your love. You gave me your acceptance. And wipe away this condemnation. This cures condemnation. The Lord our righteous. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will raise up unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Next slide. And in his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely, saved and safely, saved and safe. You're saved and safe. If you're saved, you're safe. If you're saved, you're safe. If you're saved, you're safe. When all these things that you're seeing happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. While all the things that are going on right now in our world we don't understand, let not your heart be troubled. Judah will be saved and safe. If I'm saved, I'm safe. Say it with me. If I'm saved, I'm safe. Again, if I'm saved, I'm safe. Again, if I'm saved, I'm safe. And he called the name of this place, the Lord our righteousness. Now, I have one more. You got room for one more? Okay. Number 7, Jehovah Roy. Jehovah Roy, and here's where I wanted to land. All the rest of that was my introduction. This is the sermon right here. Is Jehovah Roy. What's that? The Lord our shepherd. The Lord our shepherd. And in Psalm 23, did you know I did a series on it here years ago, Psalm 23, and did you know all 7 names are in Psalm 23? All 7 names are in Psalm 23. So the Lord is my what? Shepherd. He's our shepherd. We're your sheep. What does a shepherd do? The shepherd cares. Don't you care, God? Yes, he cares. Aren't you interested, God? Yes, he's the Lord Jehovah Roy. It means he's interested in you. He cares about you. He will guide and provide for you. He will make goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. He'll make sure you don't lack. This is all in Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Doesn't it also say goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life in 2023, 2024, 2025, right? He's Jehovah Roy. When you feel like God doesn't care, that nobody loves you, guess you'll go eat worms. Long ones, short ones, fat ones, skinny ones, guess you'll go eat worms. When I pouted, my dad would sing that song to me when I was a little boy. He said that pants you put on to make you sad, you can put those same pants on to make you happy. That was my dad's wisdom. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. I will not lack. Next slide, guys. Next slide. He leads us into the future fold. See, he leads you beside green pastures. When you're worrying about tomorrow, you're worrying about the future, you're worrying about your children, you're worrying about your health, you need to praise the name of Jehovah Roy, the Lord your shepherd. Because he not only leads you daily, but he leads you into the future. Right? Now watch this. I'm going to end in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. Go there. Next slide, guys. Revelation 7:15. He's our shepherd. We're his sheep of the pasture. He's Jehovah Roy. He's the God. He does care. He's touched with your infirmity. He knows how you feel. He knows what you're going through. He knows your wins, your losses, your ups and your downs. He knows when you make it and when you don't. He knows when we succeed and when we fail. And he never gives up on us. He never gives up on us. He never abandons us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing you can do to get him to stop loving you. There's nothing you can do to get him to stop loving you. Therefore, are they before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. Guess what? Dream team. It's just a practice for eternity. You're serving in this temple. You're going to be serving in his temple forever. If I can't serve now, holy cow. Serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Next verse. They shall hunger no more, neither will they thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Talking about heaven now. Verse 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them. What does the shepherd do? He feeds the sheep. He leads the sheep. He guides the sheep. He takes them to the future. He leads them in the green grass. He leads them beside still waters. Goodness and mercy. And shall lead them into the living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. That's where the chief shepherd, the great shepherd, Jehovah Roy, that's where he's going to end up with us in eternity, in the future, in heaven. Next slide, guys. Next slide. Takeaways. What do we do now, Pastor? Number one, begin to meditate and memorize these seven names. Begin to meditate and memorize these seven names. Put them in when you don't need it. So on that day you do need it, you got it, and you respond properly with praising the name of the Lord. Number two, begin to claim them in the appropriate circumstances. In other words, sickness, Jehovah Rapha. Unrest, Jehovah Shalom. Condemnation and guilt, Jehovah Tiskenu. Okay? So begin to claim them in the appropriate circumstances. Unpaid bills, don't know how I'm going to pay them, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Overwhelmed by my enemies and adversary and all the things going on in my life, he is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. Almighty God. Begin to claim them in the appropriate circumstances. Number three, read out loud Psalm 23 once a week for the next 3 weeks. Read out loud Psalm 23. All seven names are in that chapter. Once a week for the next 3 weeks. Did I help anybody today? If I helped you, give the Lord all the praise. Would you come on? Let's rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Let's thank you for the word. Glory to God. 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 Take what you've heard, act on it, and share it with people as they're going through trials of life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one moving. Let me talk to our audience online. You're watching today. Thank you so much. You could be doing anything, but you're watching us, Church on the Rock, St. Louis, a little couple who came here 40 years ago from Iowa. A little couple from a little town in Iowa 40 years ago. It's not an accident you're watching. You say, Pastor, I want to get right with God. I want to give my life to God. Christians, are you praying under your breath? I want to give my life to God. I want to get right. I want to come back to God. If that's you, I want you to punch the button on your device right now. Respond right now. Don't wait. Do it quickly or the devil will talk you out of it and you'll miss your opportunity. Don't do that. For right now, act right now. He loves you. He's for you. Experience God is for you. Experience God is for you. Here in this room, out in the lobby, in the Rock Express, heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You'd say, Pastor, I'm not right with God, or I don't know God. Pastor, I want God. I need God. I can't do it on my own anymore. I'm willing to say, yes, I need God and surrender my life to him for the very first time, or as the act of rededication, recommitment, resetting. No one's going to come to you between you and the Lord, but what a sweet anointing there is here today. Just lift your hand. Would you right now say, Pastor, pray for me? Lift your hand up high. Just wave it at me. Every section, ushers are helping me. No one's going to come to you, but heaven's watching. Angels are watching. Angels are watching. Don't miss it. God's speaking to you. God's tugging on your heart. If you haven't raised your hand, put it up right now, and then you can put it right back down. Okay, Church on the Rock, let's help them. Let's lead them to God who's for them. Help them discover his purpose for their life. Let's all say together, Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, I surrender my life. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something great. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I'm a new creation. I'm a new person. Amen. Let's celebrate Church on the Rock with the angels in heaven. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Would you all stand with me, please? Everybody standing? We have a food truck out in the parking lot. We have the Rock Express open. We have the at-home hub out there for you to go by and get your Easter resources. But if you're visiting today, you want to know more about our church, as the prayer team comes right now, fill out the card in front of you, and you can give it to an usher on the way out. This is so important. We need a tribe. We need a family. You realize that Christians now are a subculture. Christianity is a subculture in America. We need a family. We need a church home. Or you made a decision today. I want you to come forward as we're leaving. Pray with a prayer partner. Fill out the card. Turn it in to us. We'll get back with you. It's important to connect. It's important to commit. It's important to have a tribe and a family. I sure do love you. And as you leave today, don't forget, God is for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.